Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Flushing Financial Corporation, also known by its ticker, FFIC. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart stock picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into this regional banking player to uncover what makes it tick, what's holding it back, and where it could be headed in the future. Let's break it down with a full SWOT analysis, sprinkled with some key insights to keep things interesting. Grab a coffee, and let's get started. First off, for those who might not be super familiar with Flushing Financial Corporation, let me give you the quick rundown. This is a bank holding company based in the U.S., operating primarily through its subsidiary, Flushing Bank. They're in the financial services game, focusing on commercial and consumer banking, with a strong presence in the New York area. Think of them as a community-focused bank, serving local businesses and individuals with loans, deposits, and other financial products. They're part of the broader banking industry within the financial sector, and while they're not a household name like some of the big Wall Street giants, they've carved out a niche in their regional market. Now, let's touch on some recent performance and news to set the stage. Looking at their stock performance over various timeframes, Flushing Financial has had a mixed bag. Short-term trends show some volatility. Over the past month and 3 months, there's been a bit of a struggle to maintain momentum compared to broader industry averages. However, zooming out to the 1 year and 5 year performance, there are signs of resilience, though they're not exactly outpacing their peers in the banking space by a wide margin. On the news front, there's nothing earth-shattering to report, but the latest earnings call from Q2 2025 offers some juicy insights that we'll dive into shortly. Spoiler alert, they're talking up strong financial results and credit discipline, but there are headwinds they're wrestling with too. So, with that backdrop, let's jump into the SWOT analysis and see what's really going on under the hood. Strengths: solid financial performance. One of the standout points from the Q2 2025 earnings call is that Flushing Financial posted strong financial results. While I won't bore you with every line item, the emphasis on profitability and consistent revenue streams from their core banking operations is a big green flag for long-term investors. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are holding up well compared to industry norms, showing they're not just bringing in money, but keeping a decent chunk of it. Regional market focus. Their deep roots in the New York area give them a competitive edge in understanding and serving local needs. This isn't a faceless megabank. They've got a community vibe that can build loyalty among customers, especially small businesses and individuals who value personalized service. This niche positioning can be a steady base for growth. Credit discipline. Another highlight from the earnings call is their focus on maintaining strong credit quality. In a world where bad loans can sink a bank faster than you can say recession, their disciplined approach to lending is a reassuring strength. For us long-term folks, this reduces the risk of nasty surprises down the road. Dividend yield. Speaking of investor-friendly moves, their dividend yield is worth a nod. It's not the highest in the sector, but it's competitive enough to provide a nice income stream for those of us who like to see cash flow back into our portfolios while we wait for capital appreciation. Weaknesses. Now, let's get real for a second. The earnings call flagged challenges related to the interest rate environment, and that's a big deal for a bank like this. Rising rates can squeeze their net interest margins if they can't pass on costs to borrowers fast enough, and it sounds like they're feeling some of that pressure already. For long-term investors, this is something to monitor closely because it could dent profitability if the Fed keeps tightening. Seasonal deposit fluctuations. Another point from the earnings call that caught my eye was the mention of seasonal deposit swings. This isn't a deal breaker, but it does introduce some unpredictability into their funding base. If deposits dip at the wrong time, they might need to lean on more expensive borrowing, which isn't ideal. Limited geographic diversification. While their regional focus is a strength, it's also a double-edged sword. Being heavily tied to one area like New York means they're more exposed to local economic downturns. If the Big Apple takes a hit, so could Flushing Financial. Compare that to bigger banks with a national or global footprint, and you see the risk here. Debt levels. Peeking at their balance sheet, the debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarming, but it's not exactly low either. They've got a fair amount of leverage, and while it's manageable now, any hiccups in cash flow or profitability could make servicing that debt a heavier burden, something to keep an eye on. Opportunities. Growth in core markets. Let's talk upside. Flushing Financial has room to deepen its penetration in the New York market. If they can keep winning over local businesses and individuals with competitive products, there's potential for steady revenue growth. The earnings call hinted at optimism around expanding their customer base, and that's a path worth watching. Digital banking push. While the data doesn't explicitly mention tech investments, most regional banks are jumping on the digital bandwagon, and I'd bet Flushing is no exception. If they can roll out user-friendly online and mobile banking tools, they could attract younger customers and cut operational costs. That's a win-win for long-term growth. Favorable valuation metrics. Looking at their price-to-earnings ratio and forward PE estimates, Flushing Financial isn't trading at a crazy premium. In fact, compared to the industry average, it looks reasonably valued. For us value hunters, this could mean there's room for the stock to appreciate if they execute well on their strategy. The forward PE suggests analysts aren't expecting a massive jump, but steady growth could still reward patient investors. Economic recovery plays. If the broader economy stabilizes or picks up steam, regional banks like this often benefit from increased lending demand. Small businesses and consumers might borrow more for expansion or big purchases, and Flushing could ride that wave. Keep an eye on macro trends because they could supercharge this stock in the medium term. Threats. Interest rate headwinds. I mentioned this as a weakness,